My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. We want to get his insights on Iran launching 20 rockets into Israel, and Israel reportedly responding by attacking Iranian command and control targets inside Syria. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What is your best understanding of why Iran chose this particular time to launch the rockets?
Well, I must tell you the policy of Tehran is not clear to us. In one hand, we know that the Iranians want to influence the Middle East, the whole Middle East, and they want more forces on the ground in order to influence and to try to get more points in the arena. But in the other end, they understand that if they're dealing with Israel, Israel will never accept any Iranian bases on the border between Israel and Syria on the Golan Heights. There's no way Israel will accept that from them. So that's the reason why we don't understand why they decided to take these radical decisions to attack Israelis by missiles. I hope after the lessons they have been taught last night, Israel destroyed many infrastructures of the Iranian on Syrian soil, they will change their attitudes.
Let's get some confirmation as best we can here, because from what most Western media sources have said is that the Iron Dome worked well and that there were no Israeli casualties, and that the Israeli strikes against the command and control infrastructure of the Iranians in Syria was very successful. Of course, the Iranians and the Syrians say exactly the opposite. So what do we know for sure?
Yeah, we don't have any casualties, thank goodness. And we know that the Iron Dome did work well. And those Iranian, Syrian missiles that were targeted towards Israeli positions in the Golan Heights were stopped on the way. So no casualties. And in the response, we accept the information coming from the Israeli Air Force pilots as reliable information. And we understand that they got the lesson. And just a couple of minutes ago, Greg, I heard that the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, said, we don't want to open new fronts in the Middle East. That was a kind of a soft language by the Iranians, saying, okay, maybe we tried, but we learned our lesson and we're going to stop this policy.
Sounds like they got the message. Was the scope of the Israeli response designed to essentially tell Iran this is a really bad idea if you start launching missiles into our country?
Yes, absolutely. According to the sources of the IDF, more than 60 targets were attacked yesterday by Israeli pilots, and it was a very massive message. We will never let those people to get close to our border. It's enough. They're supporting the Hezbollah with Hassan Nasrallah on the Lebanon front. They support the Hamas on the Gaza Strip. They give money, they give a lot of ammunition and rockets and missiles. We know that they supporting those enemies of the state of Israel. And we never had a war with Iran. There's no reason why we should start it now. You know, for many years until 1979, before Khomeini came to power, Israel and Tehran had a daily flight from Tel Aviv to Tehran. Many Israeli businesses worked in Iran and built the infrastructure in many fields, agriculture, construction, and they had very good ties between the two countries. So we never had a fight or any war. We don't have any conflict. The only conflict that the Iranians are supporting the enemies on the borders of Israel, and the moment they are getting close and put their foot close to the border and using missiles, this is something that the Israeli government will never accept.
This is nothing new, but what is it? What is your reaction when you hear not just the Iranians, but others in around the world saying, well, the Israeli response was far more significant than what the Iranians did, so you end up being the bad guy in their estimation.
Well, unfortunately, whenever we are winning, we have to apologize for that. I don't know why. Those people who are a little bit ignorant don't understand what does it mean to live in the Middle East, what kind of enemies we have, what kind of struggles we are facing every day for our security. We are talking about our life. This is not a movie. This is not cinema. This is not Hollywood. So people can criticize and say whatever they want, but we know that we have to protect our lives and the life of the citizens of the state is Israel. And as the spokesperson from the White House, Sarah Sanders, said, we have our responsibility in the United States, and the White House is supporting Israel in our efforts to defend ourselves. So those who would like to say a word, okay, we don't like the idea, they don't understand the situation, but we know that we are the good guys and they are the bad guys.
Well, General Ben-Noun, as you mentioned a moment ago, based on the Iranian response and not wanting to open that second front, it sounds like at least for the moment the message has gotten through. Do you expect there to be relative calm for a while now, or is it just too hard to say?
I believe it's going to be quiet soon, because it's a circle of violence that started, ended, and we should continue our life. As I said before, we have nothing against the Iranian people, nothing at all. We have Jewish Iranian people in Tehran. We have many Iranian Jews who moved to Israel and to America, and we had good contacts with Iran. Of course, the problem is with the regime, not with the people of Iran. And I believe that these good days will come again.
General, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, for your time today, as always.
Thank you very much, and goodbye from Jerusalem.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oni is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.